Okay, so we make a siyum tonight on Hilchos Nida. So we have Hilchos Tefila, Simin, Kufsamach Beis, Sif Yudvei. So Be'inyan HaTefila B'Naharos, toveling in a river. Now this is a very, very summer shaila. Lots of people go on vacation and they forget to tovel their stuff, and Tefilas Kelim is the same dinim as Tefila for a woman. At least if the utensils are deraisa. So the question is, are all these bodies of water, man-made lakes, streams, et cetera, are they all kosher for a mikveh? A swimming pool is not kosher for a mikveh, that's for sure. For men to go on a Friday, yes, that's kosher. All right? So, now the big difference to know with whether it's kosher or not, and this is like one of the big confusions in Yiddishkeit. I mean, it's only a confusion because people don't learn the sugya. But basically, water on a mayan or a spring, that's if when it's flowing, it's still a kosher mikvah. Rainwater cannot be used unless it's stationary. If you have rainwater that's moving, then you're not allowed to, then it's no good. So you could have gathered rainwater in a mikveh if it's moving because there's a leak in it in the mikveh, let's say, which is a big problem in mikvehs because the mikveh could leak. Or there's, let's say, some want to say that a filter in a pool, even for men, makes the water move. So that's a problem. But in a river, it's not a problem. A river, ocean is not a problem. Fine. So Beinian Tefila, meaning if you wanna travel in a river, so it has to be very small. All right. Meaning it shouldn't be a too wide a river, because then you know that maybe the river is. The reason why it's so wide is because of the melted snow, right? Or rainwater, meaning it swells when it rains. The rivers rise, and that would be no good. Ki make shomem eshlogem ena matarna el bezman shem nikvim va'omdim b'mikvah. Right? They're only matar bezman that they're gathered together. Like that's from the word mikvah comes from, and they're omdim b'mikvah. Meaning when they're flowing on the ground, then they don't make yitar. But a mei mayan, right, like a spring, that does work even when it's moving, and a spring is actually better than a regular mikveh because it works for all tumas, including zav and zava. When there's no mikveh, the Sfilu command the Omar, who hold like the Manda Omar, Tafilu, Rayim Shanorm Skadam, even if you see that the river is swelling, that's the word. The river is swelling because of rain. Water mikomakam ikr giduloi humi mikoira minatahim. The ikr of the swelling of the river is coming from the depths from the tahim. Tibiasak sham, because when it rains, the air becomes wet, meaning that's humidity. And the sources for the mayonis, they increase and they become stronger. Comes out that the majority of the water in the river is coming from the depths. And the rainwater, which fell into the river or fell on the mountain and is running off the river, that's bottle. From the town and gamba zeichlin, and then memela it's tar even when it's moving. But if you have a mikvah, then it's chalila to be mekel and to go in a stream. The gamakam shein mikvah, and even if there's a, and also in a place where there's no mikvah, in be'asheri yesh lahachmer, then if it's possible, yishuimach shem anahor nisrabe make shamim, that if the river swells to make shem tamtim betfilas a beza gimel yom at sheyoshev leisana. Then wait 2 or 3 days until the river goes back to normal. There's also there's another option which I told somebody today about, but it was for kelim, not for people, is that make sure you don't toivel in the edge of the mikveh, and in the edge of the stream. Make sure you go to the middle of the stream like this. You know, now the middle of the stream is not the runoff rainwater. And it's good if it's possible. This is what I was just saying here. Don't be toivel in the place that gets wider. Only in the parts of the river that you know will always be flowing. Then there is more makel. All right. There's other problems with toiveling in the mikveh too, especially in an ocean. First of all, there's dirt. The dirt gets stuck in your toes, and you could also be embarrassing to go. And then you're not going to stand proper, like we learned a few days ago. You have to, there's a proper way to stand, etc. But Yud Gimel. If you have a river that its whole existence is from the rain, and sometimes it even dries up, which you do. Sometimes you take hikes here upstate. Sometimes you see a riverbed that seems to have dried up. So, and let's say you see water there, so then that's a problem. Because the whole thing is from the rain. I'm sorry, I skipped. But when Harshan is out of the Gamma, you take some of the Amisyavish. You have some that it's going to it dries up sometimes. Even though Shibashasak Sham Gam Shar Nahara Sham from the Saicha, even though when it rains, other rivers flow into that river. Sometimes the river stops completely, so then ain't shum heter lit bavay kishu zaychel. There's no heter to toivel in it when it's zaychel. Right? Actually, cover my beyond. Unless the river at the bottom of the mountain, let's say, it turns into a lake, and the lake is stationary, then it's okay. Fine. Yud Dalet. Dinei mikvah rabim heim ma'oid. The dinim of mikvah are numerous. He has to be a rav that's a mumchal rabim, right? He has to be great in Torah and yira. And if something changes, whether small or big, you make a shayla right away. When you have to draw out the water to clean the mikvah, you have to ask exactly how to do it because you can mess up the whole mikvah if you don't do it properly. Father once went into a mikvah somewhere unannounced. And there was a plumber there emptying out the bar. He didn't know from any rainwater or sink water. He didn't know anything. Punkti caught him right before it got under the level that it would have been puzzled. And then they asked Shilas and they came out that the mikveh was okay, but it wasn't simple. So you can't have people messing with the mikveh unsupervised. Fine. Next, so. Once you're done with tefillah, so then the next thing is milah if you have a baby boy, right? So siman kuf samach gimel hilchos milah by ches seifim. So aleph mitzvah to say alav lamalas benoy. It's a mitzvah to say for a father to give a bris to his kid. Oy lechabed v'las a shliach liyisrael acher, or to be mechabed or make another yisrael a shliach shiyamalai to give do a milah on him. And the father is supposed to put the child onto the sandik's lap, which is what they announce, Avi Abed, the other sandik. And then he takes the knife and he gives it to the moil. And the father stands next to the moil during the bris, Laharas, to show that the moil is a shliach. And in between the cutting and the priya is the cutting back, the rolling back the skin. And And Eretz Yisrael, they also make Shechiyonu. Ve'esh lo'adam la'achzor ve'la'ulahadar achar moyel v'sandek ve'yosu toy v'tzadek. And a person should go and look for a moyel and a sandek who is a bigger tzadek. No'egin she'en no'esin sandekoyes le'esh asher kvar hoya etzle sandek v'vein achar. The meaning is not to make somebody sandek twice for your kids. And the reason for that is because in the Beis HaMikdash, they only gave one ketores per kohen because it was a school of becoming wealthy. So Mimela, we want to do the same. The sandik is like the mizbeach, but it doesn't mean that it's asa. Nimkimi lemayla echad asa lafsoi luchavera laacher. If you give the cover to one mayel, right, you're not allowed to back out and give it to another. Whatever's left of Klai Yisrael is not going to be do bad things. They're not going to speak lies. But if he's mechaber one mile and in the interim the mile goes traveling, and the father thinks that he's not going to come back, the original mile is not going to come back by the zman of the mila. Alkein kibud la'achar, and therefore he's mechabed somebody else. The toch kach po rishon, and the first one comes back. Yemaleno rishon, the first one should get it back. Now, this the way the Kitzur says it. It seems to be talking about only within one child, but it seems like in the Velt, people go with that. Once you pick one mile for your older child, then your subsequent children should also have the same mile. The way the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying it, it doesn't sound like that's the concern. It sounds like the concern is backing out on that particular child. Okay, Beis Noyegin Shakolam Echeitzel Mila Oimden. The meaning is that anybody by the Mila stands up. Shenemar Vayamik Kolam Bavris Vara Sandik Shatovis Zatinik Ru Yoshev. Except for the Sandik who's holding the baby, he has to sit. Ulach Shaberachav Lachnisay Vaanu Amein Oimrim Kulam Tishem Shenichmas Zavis Kenitaris. The mayel, and by the way, some say that you also have to be standing for any mitzvah, like a chuppah. You have to stand. Reb Dov Cohen is very makbid on this, that he stands for a chuppah, because it's see here for bris, we're saying that you're standing because of the pasuk in Malachim that says that everybody stood up for the bris.
That's why everyone stands on the side.
What, by the bris?
No, by a wedding.
I don't know if that's their reason, but that's why I do it. That's why I do it. But I think most are not noyig like that. And then by a wedding, you have a machloikis, whether you stand up for the chasan and kala when they walk in or not. Right. So if you stand up the whole time, then you don't have that shiloh. Fine. You mean you're supposed to really stand up? If you see somebody collecting tzedakah, you're supposed to stand up for him.
Stand Assuming up and he's run. Legit. Stand up and run.
That's already too late. You should run before you see him, right? Okay. Gimel amayel tzara shiyed hilchas mila. The mayel needs to know hilchas mila. The tzara shiyachkar imayelad hu bari, and you have to also look in to see if the child is healthy. Gam lemayelad lemahayal lehamiyal ya. The mother, the mialedes, has to check the baby and see if there's any chashash that there's something unhealthy. She has to let either the doctor or the male know. It's very important not to give a bris to a child who is a chashash that he's sick. His akonas nefashas doicha are called akonas nefashas, as we know, is doicha everything. Because give him a bris later. And you can never take back a nefesh from Yisrael, meaning if you kill this kid, chas v'shalom, right? So then, now you're never getting him back. So it's not worth it. You'll give him a bris later. What the halachas are to give him bris to a tinoik who got better. Depending on what the disease is, what the problem is, sometimes you have to wait a week. And if it's just tam, I mean, if it's a chayla kol aguf, you have to wait a week. But if it's not, then you don't wait. Then you don't have to. Ve'yakash atinik roi lomel. And when the tinik is roi to have a bris, also la'akav is a mitzvah is the time you cannot push off the mitzvah for whatever reason. La'harba is simcha v'kadayim, meaning don't push it off because wait till a Sunday because you get more people. Eliyom liyad kishu roi, do the bris right away, even if it means nobody being there. Chuvas bar shmul simen kuv tzadivayis. Ach loy b'shabbes, loy b'yomtiv, commission is bar. Meaning, once the bris is pushed off, then you are not allowed to have the bris on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay, we will stop there. Olam should have a fine night. Suvas Tovus.